And even if I say, I think he but he uses he also the stretch breaker. Maybe he doesn't use the stretch breaker. Yeah. Also he uses the fact that one child said Azar is not the children. But here he brings in that Eitzer, which I already told you a few times. Let the get should be given the way it is, and then they should fix the make the word materis, fix the word tov, and give it again. In other words, and give it again to her. It's twice to give it. But primarily he relies upon the Eter, the first Nesina. What's the Shaila there? The Shaila is there, the get is already completed. Do we need to rewrite the get or don't we? In other words, the husband is there, the wife is there, everything is there. The only thing I want to save is the trouble of rewriting the get. So as long as the husband is there, he can order. The Shaila is only how can anyone fix the get if it's not the Tzivua Baal? The Baal has to be mitzava the Sefer Torah.
Let's say they signed it already.
Huh?
Let's say they signed it already.
Yeah, but it's only fixing, yeah. But now the idea is when they signed it was all right. It happened later. Before the Mesiris again, it happened. Before the Mesiris again. But when they signed it was all right. The Shaila only can be fixed it. So let the Baal is there, let him be mitzvah and let him fix it. All right? He has then a similar shayla, v'reyat meteris l'chol odom, so the youth of the aleph, upon the aleph of odom, didn't touch the vav in between. Didn't touch the vav in between. Which of course renders the Aleph invalid. If I say like the Ramban, that this is Miyakev, this is Torah, then the whole get is no get. The whole get is no get. So he wanted to say that, again, the same dreidel. Suppose the word Adam would not be there. Hariat Materes Lakol. The word Adam is not there. It would also be all right. The sentence would be all right. That's the way Hageshuni quotes. I'd like to go back to the Etzibah. Yeah.
What does
the
Chol Adam mean? I never understood this idea. It's not true.
Anyone.
True. There are many people she can't marry.
Oh, Cohen, he said. But it's not.
What kind of people? She can marry her father, her brother. She can marry. She was Mizana the whole time with this man. Yeah. She can marry him.
Yeah. Just a sec. Yeah. The Mishnah there makes a distinction. If he says Chutz V'Plain is no good.
But that's only that she was Mizana with the whole time.
All right. So the Mishnah says if he says Chutz V'Plain, the get is no good. The chesed increases.
But she's not allowed to marry him.
Oh. If you're not allowed to marry him, what is it, Isa? The Mishnah, the second Mishnah, makes a distinction. If he says, then the get is a get. Because she's Saidi, she's also her father anyway. But if he says, Chutz Mekoyen or Chutz Meisalah, the din is as Kedushin Tosin Bechai Velav. Now if he says Chutz, then the Kedushin will not be Tosin. So the Chesed Chasson increases.
So I don't say the Lashon Regev. What doesn't Tosin Chol Adam mean? In other words, why did they put in Tosin Chol Adam? Kedas Moshe Yisrael, something like
that. At the end it says
Kedas Moshe Yisrael goes on the Tosin Chol Adam also?
He can be Arayat Materis al Chol Adam No, the cholera means even al day znus. That's what we're saying. But there's the cholera dom. I znus the chosher. The answer is the isha eshe fish. You remove the isha eshe fish. A isha laf of the araisa. Nevertheless, since kedushin tais in the chay the laven, therefore the get has to be krisus. That after the get, the kedushin should be chal. But the father, the chayisa, aisa misus bezin, aisa misus bezin, aisa
koris. Why can't we say that the get?
Koyin, but Elohim, he says chutz mekoyin, it's no good. Is the get no good?
What sense is she
muteris lechol adam? Lechol adam means if a koyin should be mekadosh you, then you'll be the kedushin will be valid.
But
a nation says she'll get kedushin from anyone, won't be valid.
What about saying that the get is just a matter of it's a krisus, and regardless of whether kedushin is going to be chal or not later, depending upon chutz is absur, if he says chutz me abir, it doesn't invalidate the get still is valid.
Because there could be no kedushin anyway, so it's not chutz. Chutz in the pshat that without the get there is no kedushin. With the get there is kedushin. Then it's chutz. Then it's a chesron and krisus.
I just wanted to ask two questions. One is that, let's say we have this word over here.
Yeah.
This moshe.
I sure understand.
You see, this. Dalit over the dalit. I know it's a hay, but it dips. These things dip like this, and here, especially like it has a little end to it, like almost like a dalit attached. Does the Rav hold this is a problem with the way that they?
It's not a problem because it's obvious it's a hay.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, here there is also. Let's see, where is that? He tells us.
But the waviness of it. I mean, no one. You know.
Tell you, if you take a look in Sukkot and Pesach Chuv Sukkot Mechot Ches, he gives you because in Shulchan Aruch it says in Shulchan Aruch the Yasim and Oisim Legan and Blas Moshe Yisrael Levat the Yasim and Men Oisim Gedoyim. The Shulchan Aruch says that you make him Blas Moshe Yisrael in order to finish the whole line, three words in it. So some letters must be very wide.
Mm-hmm.
Says there, he quotes in Get Poshut, Ra'isi, Mazirin Le Seifa, Shelo Yarich Dechov Shel Kedas. See the Chov?
Yeah.
And Vechain Demem Shel Moshe.
Yeah.
Vechain Shin B'Yala, Yisrael, Shin B'Yala.
Yeah.
Why? Because if he does, if he's going to make it right, then it mafsid suros, and it loses the appearance of the letter. Elo yarek the dalit, you see the kedas, the dalit, the tov, the hey veresh. Huh? The dalit, the tov, the hey veresh, the lamet. Kol hanem, yarek begagon, ene mafsid suros. He said the Medina Loimir Solbo Isis Aruchis. Alabachot Shooter. The Evid, even if he is mad at the other letters, was also not invalidated. The only thing except a final Chov.
A Chov Shooter, final Chov.
A Mader Gaga, Possum Shum, Tadam Le Dalit. It doesn't look like a Dalit. The Chenachesim had, he's talking about the Sefer Torah. But in a get, of course, the ches is a ches like an asidus, nishkepelach. But in the Sefer Torah, ches consists of two letters, above and a zayin, with a chatoitres. Now, if you're going to be married, the above and the zayin is going to be lost. It's going to lose the tzure. The ches should not be white.
Yeah. And I want to ask one more question. This is the get that they had the other day with the Rav.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, you know, it would be shameless maybe later. But I just want, just the thing that there was a Freida and a Frida, and they spelled the same way. Why shouldn't there be two yuds or something to be to show it? If it's, if we're going to this extent to make sure that it be understood from the get. Obviously, if it's spelled exactly the same way, that's a sign that you can't know what it is.
I'll tell you, if her name was in Yiddish Freida and English Frieda, we wouldn't double it. We wouldn't write it twice. Her first name in Yiddish was Freida Leia.
Uh-huh.
We had to put it in, Freida Leia.
Yeah.
And then, but everybody calls her Shem if you call it Frieda.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the spelling, that's what we have a rule, and Shem is that a Yud, that a Chirik and a Tzere take a Yud, one Yud. If you have two Yud, then it's a Pasachar, they call it, like Breine, I.
Yeah.
Breine is the two yud.
Yeah.
But Freide and Feige and so on, we arrived with one yud. And I told you, I asked Galiziano, always says Feige and Freide, so how do you know to distinguish the between a Pasacharef and a Tzere?
Yeah.
So Rav Libes, as a Galiziano. So he answered me correctly. You gotta be a Galiziano to hear this thing. You can't distinguish. It's definitely, you have to have an ear for it.
Yeah.
If you are from Galicia, you will know the difference. And that he is right. I accepted the status right away. Is I gave him the raya from Yoshebe Briskin. Yoshebe is an Beis Halevi, has on the Yosef and the Breeder, Yosef and the Breeder. They didn't recognize him. Our head seemed as often. They couldn't recognize his face. Why? We passed it, we colored.
He's
saying that the color is also reliable. Why couldn't they know that he is Yosef? So he put Elektarechan Anochen, which is insane. He says when a person talks two languages, one is his natural tongue and one is an adopted tongue, the tone is not the same. In his natural tongue, it sounds one way. And in his adopted language, it's a different tone. he brings Karad, but he interprets the pshat later on. When Yosef finally revealed himself, of course he sent out everybody, and he said, "Ani Yosef achichem, ki pi am daber alechem, sarasha b'shona kodesh." In other words, the fact that I talk Lashon HaKodesh, you can recognize, identify me with by the tone of my language. And this is in the same line, you know, when you gotta be, if it's normal with you, you know the difference.
Okay, so there is no way of us distinguishing between the E and the A.
This is the way we adopted it, Ahmed.
Okay.
Remember the Rav stopped me in 3 months.
Ah?
Stopped me and made me go back when I pronounced it the wrong way. Really, don't credit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's
like
how
someone looking at the document now can't figure out.
But he would ask.
So I thought everything had to be contained in the get.
But how can we be contained? Because as I said, the chirek. As a matter of fact, in Hebrew, a segel is also a lekenu is with a tzere, a yud. The yud is a tzere, and. And Elehecha, El Elehecha Yisrael, and Mego, is also a yud, it's a segel. The Nekudas is a later, 2 days in the 10th century. No, the Nekudas came in the Ged, that's why we adopted the Yiddish spelling.
Very often we have a Sarah's segel, won't be ma'afe,
right?
It's an even increasing
word. Well, what did you just say? Chirik, you always have a thing. You have a chirik. And as a matter of fact, you know, a chirik is always used. reads a little faster than a chiddush with a yud. You emphasize the e with a yud. And otherwise, it's not so funny.
So that's it. Almost like a shvo.
It's almost like a shvo. Right.
Can we get it?
So we have these distinctions. It's very difficult to reproduce. It's very difficult.
But there's nothing we can do because right now, the get as it stands, someone else would read it. Someone else that wouldn't know who we're talking about, that I wouldn't be able to.
We don't dare touch. That's it. We don't touch. You know, tradition in a get is gefährlich. Tradition is so important because Kadesh Elohitzelas al Gitma Rishonim. We stick to our spelling, New York. It's so wrong the way New York is spelled, Nun Bavali. New York. Not in the get. Because that's the way they originally, they didn't know otherwise.
How
did you pronounce
that?
They didn't, yeah, no. Huh?
This is trying to get.
Yeah, but it's not New York.
How you pronounce what? New York?
Yeah, where we spell it.
New York. No, but new. But you don't hear the word new anyway. In modern Hebrew, it's Nun Yud Vav. New. But in get, Nun Vav Aleph.
No. All New York is in New York. Okay. New York.
No one says anything in New York either.
All New York. Every says New York. New York. New York, yeah. And I even knew what in the Aleph. Nun Vav is you know, join new. But in the Aleph.
Yeah, but even Aleph knows that because no one says
that.
That's
it is.
Everyone says New York. Everyone says New.
We're going to be discussing.
All right, New would be good. Nun Vav. All right, I didn't need the Nun Vav Aleph. I didn't need the Aleph. It's such an antiquated spelling. You know, over a century ago. Century and a half ago when they started writing Gittin here in America. That's why we stick to the Nischoes and Seamus, and we spell it usually the way it's spelled in the, I told you, the Torvitz became the Persikata and such a thing.
What?
The English paper.
Can we start the next one?
Huh? You saw
the next
sermon? Yeah, we didn't finish the last.
Okay.
So better say finishing that case. The last sif of Skub Chavod.
Memtes.
That's what we were talking all along. If you miss a word, you need to follow. The Kolshkin and Chisa Vav Shini Shel Vechadu, the Kos of Vechad, is also Nishgifela. You see, our question was if you wrote, instead of the Vav, you have the final Chav Dalet.
Changes it.
But if you just Vav Chav Dalet, it's all right. The Maha Shein Eini Mishtane Ein Psul Bichason Zer. Vehu Adin Mahoi Oisi Is Yiseris. Kol Shein Eini Mishtane, as long as the inyan, you know, meaning doesn't change, it's kosher. Avol and mishtane ho inyan, the enemy is kosher. V'lachein yeshem in dem kosher lebriyas alma. Mitahei, you write lebriyas oila. And suppose that, and we have a word, olam alomi omai, I know that's it, that's not it. But alma,
lebriyas alma is the same thing.
Yeah. But the only thing is this.
It should be an
Alma. If it's with an Aleph, then Alma is it's like Olo. Yeah. Alma in Aramaic is like Olo. Yeah. But if you write Alma with a Hey, then it's a young girl. That's it. So that's the Shaili. The Hey shall get possible. The Alma Losh Naira. And the Yesh Mashin Vishal Sarcha can misspelling serves the Nishkin Medag.
She can't be that old.
No, I mean...
So therefore you know it's what it means.
Some people don't know how to... You have to be a genius. When I see sometimes misspelling. You got to be a genius to misspell that way. Can anyone form... How to write it in Yiddish, I say, no, with Christ. Can anyone... figured out. Change your life.
No, yeah, we did it already.
We did it already. So you have two mistakes. Instead of a ches, you have a chob. Instead of a final chob, you have a small chob. So that's how you make up. You got to be a genius to make up seven mistakes. But you'll be surprised. I sometimes where I get such misspellings. Wrote it. But this is it.
So you
mean I can't get the husband to give another get. He's gone. Then that in that case. Ein lichte beget, the word bittel minimaidor, I shouldn't write into the get. We have bittel minimaidors, of course, you remember that. And the question, we make him say his mabatel, ala midoras, ala tanoim, but in the get we don't have it.
What's the reason for it? He says in the Taz, ain't, because yeah. Atam de ain kois mishum tanai. But this is right. Not a tonight. I'm a vato anything. Why that? What's the chesson?
That implies that I know him and he's a vato. You're not a vato. There's no need of a beetle. Okay. There's no need of beetle. That the aloch is, for example, if a person wants to give a get of night, the get is written without any norm. We don't mention any norm, nothing
about
at all.
That.
When it comes to the Mesiris Aged, then he stipulates the night, and the way they stipulate it, it's not good with the mice and the love. There are certain halachas how to formulate that night. But the Derechlal, even the Mesiris, we try to stay out of the afternoon. Sometimes I have cases where the husband, he wants to give the get, he'll give it after the civil divorce, because he's afraid that she won't cooperate, and she, on the hand, she's afraid that she'll never get the get in the day of the get. So he wants to give the get all tonight. So I say to him, to the man, we don't give a get of night. That's the creases. The only thing is this, you give it a leshaliyah, and you have to rely upon my word of honor that it will not be handed over to her until after the civil divorce goes into effect. But I want you to know, I have to stipulate, I don't want her at night, that should the get be given to her before, then I'm the scoundrel, that I didn't keep my word. But the get, it doesn't affect the get. The get should be there at that night. The get is valid and that's it.
Yeah,
of course I keep the get until after this. So why should I? We enter, that's it. As the Rebbe said, when he has a get at that night, he doesn't tell the sefer, he doesn't tell the Eidim, they shouldn't know there is a night.
Why?
Once I gave a get at night, a dentist, a former yeshiva bocher, and he was sent to Vietnam, you know, that war. And he remembered, that the Chayola Bezdovet, he remembered that Gemara, you know, and he wanted to do exactly the same. So I said, okay, well, give him a get of night. Now that's a machlok. Some rishonim, yeah, machlok. Right to bring it down, yeah. But he wanted to give a get al tnai, and all the horis. Anyway, this is what it is. The sefer and the Adam didn't know a thing till the Mesiris Aged. They didn't know that it was conditional. It was a get like any other get, but they were wondering because the way they sat. And they didn't look like a couple. And it had to be the last day because he wasn't allowed to have yichud with her. Because they didn't, I'm going to get all the shaliach, you know. So anyway, so they noticed and they were amazed.
Even a get out of tonight can have yichus? Why can't they have yichus?
No, they're not. Otherwise it's a get yoshin. Get yoshin is good. If there's yichus, then the get is predated. A get yoshin is about.
Because if the get comes in, because you said, because the get comes into effect from that date, it means they'll be over yichus. Is that why?
No, the Mishnah says that the Shiachatina. The Mishnah, the Mishnah Mephoreshes. That's on Gimel.
Then I'm the tzad that he's lost in action. So then that it's a get, then they'll have yichud after the get, then it'll possible. It's only on the tzad that he gets missing in action. Because if he doesn't, then they'll not
missing in action, that's it. If he doesn't come back a certain time, then in that case it should be a get.
It's only on one side of the tonight he's not allowed to be yachid, because according to the other side he's allowed to be yachid. Because there's no get.
But no get, of course, there's no get. If the get is not valid altogether,
then he comes back in the tonight, right? Then he has to come back at a certain time. If he doesn't come back after
2 years, let's say, after the war, 2 years after the war, if you don't hear, we don't know his whereabouts, then the get is a get.
What happened to him anyway?
Yeah.
Did he come back?
Oh yes, and get, sure came back, and the get was...
So this is standard procedure in the Israeli army or not?
In the Israeli army, yeah. The Israeli army, they had it so different, because they kept on coming back for furloughs.
Uh-huh.
You know, so each time the soldier left, he gave a permission, the Besen to, he mentioned in the, it was already a standard, you know, this one should be the Sofer, this one should be the Eidim, the Shaliach, and also with and before he went right into the war zone.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote again each time? No, I don't write each time. He just gave him permission to write again. If he doesn't come back, is a zonimonisha. If he died, no, it's a rachmemele. The only shaila case chalitza, not a shaila, but she needs chalitza now. But if, for example, he doesn't die,
where was she to the kohen? Should be asura the kohen.
Asura kohen.
Now she'll be asura kohen because we'll say that was
because of the get.
But the get was never written really.
No, the get was never written.
So what's the din then?
A Kozman, the get is not written. If he is dead, there can be no get.
So what's the whole thing?
Not only if he is dead, there can be no get.
So what's even the whole thing?
Does it come back?
I don't know in case I don't know his whereabouts.
In case he does come back. Just in case he does come back.
He doesn't come back.
And I like this, she's an aguna, so that it only helps to remove the aguna shell, that's all.
Uh-huh.
The aspect of aguna. Mm-hmm. And so he gave them the permission. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, if for example he is wounded and he is shell-shocked where he loses his, you know, he doesn't know, he can't write again, even though he gave permission.
Why?
Because the din is when the get is written, it doesn't always help that way. But at least it helps to some extent, and this is what the Rabbanu Sarosh introduced that
account. You indicate that the fellow is going to get mad. They had the Mesiris Haget on that day?
They had the Mesiris Haget, and they were not allowed to have any Yichut after that, and he left.
Did he get his money back?
It was on the day when he left.
They gave
the Mesiris Haget to them. Get the Mesiris Haget
out
night. Where was the night stipulated? That night was stipulated by Peh, Bishas Mesiris. Not Bishas Mesiris.
It was
out night.
But in the get, the way it was written, it looked like a regular
get. Like a regular get. That's not Locha. Bishas Mesiris to get that's the
Rav. What did the Rav give to her in terms of the document?
Didn't give her any document. The only thing is, Sil Chalila Bechas, it doesn't come back.
So then
about
2 years later would give the document.
Then I give
it
later the document.
No, I was just wondering.
Yeah, of course.
When he came back, did he get his money back?
He didn't have any money. He came back alive. And well, but at least that was the only case that a man who, former yeshiva bocher, he remembered the Gemara, you know, and he wanted to abide by that.
What lotion do you use for the Eidim when you're giving it over that it's outside? Is this a get to outside, that's it?
No, but he gives it to her. there's, we have to formulate according to halachas. That's already in Sima Lamed Ches by Kiddush. The same halachas has to be at night koydim lemaisa and koydim lelav. Just like the Tanai b'nei Gotam b'nei Reuben. A whole sugya on that. A whole sugya. So we have to formulate it. All right, shall we make at least on that scholar? We still have time, huh? Yeah. Kuf Chavzai.
What this lashon that ain't listening to the bittul mini me dies, it means you don't write those words or you don't
those
write
words,
the bittul me dies?
Those words.
It means the words.
Yeah, those words you don't write. Even though there is bittul me dies, but you don't write them in. Sometimes you see there's an extra letter. It doesn't pass for the get. For example, Sivisi Berus Nafshi. See the word Sivisi Berus Nafshi in the beginning.
He says it's Beravas Nafshi over here.
Beravas Nafshi. Now they point out that the Chodesh knew Aramaic better than the Ashkenaz.
Right.
The Chodesh was Asfadi.
He said Beravas Nafshi?
Beravas Nafshi.
Oh, because it's... I saw the Taz says not Beros. Shouldn't be Beros.
No, they have in the Friday night that it is in the Askinu Shadosa. Does anyone say Askinu Shadosa? You do.
Yeah.
You remember there that says Barabbas? I don't remember. But I remember there's the word Barabbas.
Barabbas Barabbas.
The chorus is Berus Nafshi.
Really?
Not.
Oh, because the meaning of everybody say Berus, like the Rebbe
said. Yeah, that's what I point out.
Because
I don't remember exactly, but you'll find it there
in the
maybe the Taz quotes.
No, the Beis Shmuel and the Taz both quote to the bush saying Rabbis.
But not it, but probably quotes the Pichodesh. And the Pichodesh was outside it. He knew better than the Ashkenazi. Mm-hmm. Now here, for example, the end of fourth line, Sivisi Berus Nafshi. That Sivisi is Sadik Beis Yud, Sof Yud. So suppose he wrote Sivisi, Sadik Yud, Beis Yud, Sof Yud. He added Anna next to the Yud after the Sadik. Says, all right, you don't possibly get because of an extra Yud. Similarly, you remember I told you, to get Peturin, I told you that we write Peturin without a yud after the pay. As a result, we have to write a big vav.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we discussed that. The Sfadim, they write Peturin without yud, so they don't have to write a big vav. As a matter of fact, I saw a get from the Sfadim in Israel. It says both a yud plus a big vav.
They have both?
Turn off here.
This is the Sfadim. Oh,
yeah,
it's Sfadim. But that's how it is. Now, the idea is, suppose someone writes Shivukin with a yud after the shin, Teruchin, even though we read it like a shvo, so there's no yud there, but if someone does put in a yud, it doesn't invalidate. Who's the fellow? Next to the
other one.
Sir, I'm misspelling you.
Well, like,
you
put in a yud between
Alf and... There also, like, the Chatchile said there should be no yud. Yeah, I have a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Very often, before I get, I ask for excuses. And do I see mistakes? Azriel, for the Aleph in the beginning. And other grand mistakes, and classic mistakes that shouldn't accumulating.
Would that mean the Ksuba apostle or what?
No. The Ksuba in general. Yeah, forget it. Sadly, let it come. Especially by Seamus. In Seamus, we just said this.
Yeah, the people don't say it in the club. So maybe Israel is maybe it's closer to where they say it, no?
The Ashkenazim don't make a differentiation between Aleph and Ayin.
Well, yeah, the only thing is, If he, for example, signs his name always with an Aleph,
mm-hmm.
Then, according to the Beis Shmuel in the end of Kuf Chavtes, that you have to write it the way he spells it. The way he spells it. If he misspells it, you write where I misspell it. So a lot of people, Yehuda with an aleph. You know, so the Beis Shmuel says you write Yehuda with an aleph. But we don't pass the like the Beis Shmuel when it comes to Hebrew names. The Hebrew names in the Torah says the Torah is fakir, get Yehuda with a hey, man, me, yara, Yehuda with an aleph at the end.
So the same thing go for the Yiddish names
that
we didn't follow our
problems. Yiddish is another
thing.
Laid, yeah. If he writes Yiddish off and he spells it with two yun, we'll have, according to Beis Shmuel, we follow the Beis Shmuel. You have to write Laid with two yun?
We wouldn't write it twice in the get, one time.
No. Because it's when.
Because the Rav said it had to do with these Kabbalahs that we have.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's the way he spells it.
That's the way he spells it. Now the Beis Shmuel says even Machria. If he writes it that way, Beis Shmuel goes as far as even the Hebrew names, Yehuda. Mm-hmm. But we don't follow him as far as Hebrew names go. But as far as non-Hebrew names, we follow. I had a similar get, I had it ended an older note. His name was Victor. Victor, and he was in Israel. He wasn't a religious man. He didn't even know how to write it, but he wrote in Hebrew. Victor. He wrote Vav, Yud, one Vav, two Vav, two Vav, Vav. Yud, Kuf, Tes, Vav, Nesh. See, there they write Victor, with one Vav.
Yeah.
We usually write with an aleph. The aleph stands for our O, for of our comments. And there, but he spelled it with a verb. How can I go back into the Shmuel? The Shmuel says, you follow his spelling.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Rav would say, I'm perfect. I don't know. I said, no, that's it. So you have differences of opinion, that's all.
So what was the time the Rav had? What the Rav's time was?
That the Beis Shmuel maintains you have to write exactly the way
he spells it. But the Rebbe argued with it. The Rebbe said
I get that according to Beis Shmuel.
And the Rav would argue with it.
We always write with an aleph Reish, like you say, Frida, you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Suppose today a woman, she writes Yiddish, talks Yiddish, and writes with two Yudim. With two Yudim with an I in the end. I mean, that's usually the way they spell it. Two yun with an I and an E.
He didn't do it with James, the Hebrew.
Non-Hebrew names, we have to follow the... that's what a very small thing.
This used to be very common because lots of Jews spoke Yiddish, even though they weren't fluent.
Talking about those who talk Yiddish. Well, this fellow is an American, but he lives in Israel for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked to know a little Hebrew. How to sign his name in Hebrew?
Mm-hmm.
Letters. Hebrew letters.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know his Yiddish name. He didn't know a Hebrew name.
Mm-hmm.
So Victor. Victor in Hebrew spells it with a vav at the end, not Reish.
Mm-hmm.
How can I spell it with an aleph and he spells it with a vav? And the Beis Shmuel says so.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Hebrew names, you mean Terebic Hebrew names.
Tanakh.
Because you have the Hebrew today in Israel.
Yeah.
Some of those names.
Yeah.
So the Rebbe would follow their spelling then.
I would follow their spelling.
They have these more modern.
Israeli I would follow if the person also has a chance to spell it that way.
Yeah, if he spelled it that way.
Yeah, if he spelled it that way.
Really, is he more modern of the Spanish with you?
Yeah, then okay. I would spell it exactly the way that person
is. Can you see it again?
The Gimel.
His father, and he writes it that way.
Right.
He writes it that way.
He writes it that way, but I have to write it away.
It's such a letter with Gimel, isn't it? George? You'd write
George and Gimel, that's how they write their the
Gittin.
All the Gittin they write that way, yeah. But
he was
a spider. That's the way he spells himself.
What letter is that?
That's what the Beis Shmuel maintains. You have to write it the way he spells it himself.
That's when he uses letters. I mean, here he's using something that's not part of Hebrew. This
little language.
That's what you get to the Gimel. That's not part of the. It's not part of the alphabet.
But that's
like
the way.
G,
but that's the way he spells his name.
Hebrew.
It's Hebrew. It's a little notation.
And Freda and George is the name George Hebrew.
His character is a Hebrew character. Gimel is a Hebrew, but the thing is, that's not a Hebrew notation. I don't know what that is. It's not Hebrew.
The fact is that his father, do you that, and they're Gittin, they use. Then you live in the gift. Yeah.
Why, if we're so confident, why don't we just say, using English names or whatever, write them with English letters? You can't make them with English letters.
That's tradition. That's tradition. At the aloha, you can either get in English.
No, in any language. I'm saying it would be more exact to write the name in the same language that the name is. Start translating. You have an English name and you write it with Hebrew letters, and sometimes it gets mixed up in translation.
The transliteration is very difficult.
Yes, so I'm saying maybe it would be more exact in order to get the names right, if they would write the names in the language that the names were.
If the whole get would be in that language. We're not allowed to write half and half.
Even by names?
Even by names, anything. That's what it's saying. The only thing, the Hasimis, if need be, the Hasimis could be in English.
And what about Yiddish? Yiddish is not Russian,
right? Hmm? The Hasimis could be in
English. This is a Mishnah. The Mishnah also for the Yevra. The Mishnah says, but it says it's kosher. Or the get is written Yiddish and the Eidim the Yevonis. Even one eighth the Yevonis and another one the Hebrew version is also, but the get itself, we have in the beginning, the get itself has to be written in one language.
Can I just ask that question? What is the Hebrew thing? If the get has to be, the person writes the get, you have to put your exact name and what you're called. Why is the Eidim, they just need to put their Hebrew name?
Why don't they use the English name? If it's Muslim, those these Eidim go around with their English name.
If they have no Hebrew name?
No.
If they use the English name, that's a common name.
If I get, the people have got to use the English name to what they're called. So why would the Eidim, they only use their Hebrew name? Why not?
I'll tell you, the Eidim, them and not the Allah, but they don't need the Eidim altogether, because Eidim is Sirikai.
Uh-huh.
Now, but then, as the Gemara says, it's Atakonis and Gamliel, in case they die, and they won't be able to testify, so I'll have to compare. Atakonin, this Takon is already today not in use. However, that's what it is. Once we have something, we don't dare change. Change is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we have to keep it, sir. We keep it, the Hebrew name. That's our name.
So the Hebrew name and the get, or someone has just the English name and Hebrew name? Let's say Charles.
Yeah, you're talking about the names of the Megadish and the Megadish or the Eidim?
No, the
man of Megadish. Well, the Megadish, you have to put all the names, the English names and the Hebrew names, provided he is called by that Hebrew name. But in other words, he never goes to shul, he's never called up to the Torah by his Hebrew name. In a family, never called the first name by his Hebrew name. No one. I mean, Molan Ayevel, someone will probably remember that he was named after our grandfather, Rejas, a Bobby.
That
Shem Shemishtaka, we don't include it. It invalidates the name.
Would you think it's a great change if we just put a few dots in the field for the sailors, like the three that would have been? Would you consider changing
again?
We don't want to
do something like that. Well, we don't do it, that's all.
That would be like a big change, just to add a daughter to it?
Yeah, we don't. It wouldn't puzzle to get, but he had it. But Lachatchile, we are very careful not to change. Same category. That's why we use the Yiddish. In Yiddish, instead of, we have for an E and an A and an I, we have vowels. In Hebrew, you have the Nikudis for vowels. You don't have letters for vowels. All right, a Yud. But generally, like in the Gemara, Aleph Lamed Chof, Samach Nun Daleth Reish. That we like in the Gemara. As we have the name in the Gemara, it's also considered Hashem HaKadosh.
We have a Yehuda in the Gemara with an Aleph.
In the Gemara we have
a Yehuda with an Aleph.
I never came across Yehuda with an Aleph in the Gemara.
Yehuda
perhaps. Have Yudai going?
Yeah, Yudai.
Yudai I, whatever it is. But not with Yehuda, Yuda, with the Aleph. I never saw it. I mean, actually, maybe.
Someone once told me that their parents named them Aaron with Aleph, Resh, Vav, Nun, without a head.
That's Aaron. That's not Aaron. It's another name. That's Aaron. That is a name like Orden.
The Sephardi name?
No, Ashkenazim also have it. Usually the name Orden goes along with another name, I forgot it.
Is.
That's another name in front, and they give the two names.
Orden meaning a palanquin?
Orden is not...
Orden,
not like Onakodesh, that's how you spell it.
They give a name like that?
Olive Reishvot Noon, yeah. Orden, there's a name, that's usually it's preceded with another name, I can't remember. Of Prush, maybe on Lay, something of the kind. But there is a name on. Definitely.
This is because people say Aaron instead of saying Aharon.
Yeah, all right, they say M with double A. Yeah, that's instead of the H, they have double A in English.
How would you still let me guess?
What on? Aaron. Aaron, we write Aleph Yud because of Tera.
Aaron.
Aaron. How do you say, or Aaron? Some say Aaron.
Aaron.
If you say Aaron, then you say with an ayah. And if you say Aaron, then you have to say for the youth, all of you. Otherwise, it's ayah. Ayah, they shall have known.